largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today, from the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, your Radio Hall of Fame brings you...
Say, pardon me, anybody seen my girl around here?
Say, Paul, what is this?
Yeah, what is this?
This is the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, that's right. This is the place. This is where Sarah Dew said she was going to meet me. At the Radio Hall of Fame.
Who are you, anyway?
I'm Clem Cadiddlehopper.
What's your girl's name?
Sarah Dew.
How's she like?
Oh, she likes everything, I guess. She's very beautiful. She's got red hair, red lips, a red hat. You kind of messed me up there, didn't you? She's very pretty. Got red hair, red lips, a red hat, red dress, red shoes. Boy, what a tomato she is.
Then you must be Red Skelton.
It ain't Sarah Dew, kitty.
Folks, when Clem Cadiddlehopper, Mama's Bad Widow Boy Jr., and Willie Love, all in the person of the one and only Red Skelton, visit the Philco Radio Hall of Fame, it sounds like good news, but right now, I want you to meet your host, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Pierre Andre, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As Gabriel Heater says, there's good news tonight. But Martha Tilton, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, going one better with, there's good blues tonight.
I'm a-telling you, Jack, great days are back. Take the word of a bird with an ear. Gather round the stand, listen to the band. It's the jive you've been waiting to hear. Ah, yes, there's good blues tonight. There's good blues tonight. You can't help but dance, 'cause the music is really right.
Ah, yes, there's good
blues tonight.
Good blues.
There's groovy blues tonight.
Tonight.
A chance to romance while the dancing is lilting light.
Lilting with help.
Each chuck can cheek to cheek it with his chick. No gate that plays. Parade the latest lick.
Right.
that was There's Good Blues Tonight in the Paul Whiteman version. These Whiteman arrangements are modern classics, and you've got a thrill coming when you hear their full beauty over a new Philco radio. For in a Philco this year, new means brand new. More real progress, more vital improvements than ever before in a single year. Philco gives you more than just what meets your eye. It's the basic new designs, the new engineering triumphs from Philco's wartime research that makes these new Philco radios 10 years ahead of 4 years ago. Now take Philco's new dynamic reproducer. Now, for the first time in the history of recorded music, you can enjoy a dynamic reproducer in your home. The same kind used in broadcasting studios for records and transcriptions. Now that means greater fidelity of tone, a sensational reduction in needle noise, longer record life. Ask your dealer about Philco's spectacular new improvements in power and performance. See, hear, and compare the new Philco radios, radiophonographs, table models, and portables. They're new all the way through. And famous for quality the world over.
Everybody wonders these days about the boys coming back to civilian jobs again. Well, if the guest we are honoring today is any indication, nobody need worry. For this boy has come back with a wallop bigger and better than ever before. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of MGM Pictures, the star of his own radio show for Raleigh Cigarettes, that red, white, and beloved comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Paul. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to read chapter 68 of the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, and it's entitled Lust for Learning. Our characters are fictional. Any similarity to persons living would be better off dead. There comes a time in every family when a child wants to go to school. So if Verna Felton will be my grandmother, Rod O'Connor the principal, I'll be Junior, the mean widow can.
Junior, is that you?
What is it you want?
Come in and wash your face and hands.
Then it ain't me. I was down the street playing somewhere. I was going to school today. I was going to school.
Junior.
I am going to school.
What on earth are you doing?
I am going to school.
Junior.
Hmm?
What are you doing with all those books under your arm?
I'm going to school today.
Oh, but you're not old enough to go to school.
Yes, I am.
Let's see those books.
That is.
How to mix drinks. Yearly racing form. Junior. How many times have I told you to stay out of your grandfather's library?
Well, can I take this one?
No. Give me that briefcase. Oh. Your grandfather always takes that to work.
Work, he says. With all them bottles in it? What kind of job he got? Is he a stand-in for Ray Milland or something?
Junior, you've got to stop saying bad things about Gramp.
Yeah?
It so happens that those bottles are your grandfather's medicine.
Medicine, huh?
He isn't feeling well, you know.
Yes, I know. And falling downstairs every Saturday night don't make him feel better either, does it? I want to go to school.
Oh, but honey, you wouldn't know what to do in school.
Yes, I does. I know exactly what to do. You put your books under your arm, and then you take the teacher a nice, big, juicy apple.
Then what?
You let her have it right in the mud. Please, Grandma, take me to school.
I'll think about it.
Now, I'll go outside then and ride me tricycle.
No. Your grandfather might come home unexpectedly and turn into the drive.
Ah, he never hit me. He hadn't hit that driveway in 6 months now.
Junior. Here, I brought you some cake and milk, and I made it myself.
You will?
Here. Now, be careful.
Oh, I dropped me cake.
Well, pick it up.
I can't. I ain't Charlie Atlas, you know. Goodness, I just a widow. I just lay on the floor here and eat it, huh?
Well, be a good little boy now.
Okay. Boy, I'm going to eat me. Oh, there's the cat. Come here, kitty. Here, come on. Here, hello, cat. Hey, would you like some cake, huh? What you looking at that canary for? Would you like to get inside the cage and shake hands with him or something? That would be a good idea, wouldn't it, huh? Of course, Grandma might get mad. And then again, she may not even care. And then again, I don't know why I waste my time thinking about it. I'm going to do this anyway. Come on, Cat. In the cage you go. In you go. Wait, here. Stop it. Stop it. Oh.
Junior, what's going on in here? Where's that cat?
The cat?
Yes.
The cat's in the cage.
Where's the canary?
He's inside the cat.
Junior, why did you put that in the cage?
Well, I've always heard people say I loved you so much I could eat you up, you know. I didn't know they really did it until now.
Oh, Junior, how can you think of so many wrong things to do? Oh, other little boys don't.
I know, but maybe they don't put their minds to it like I do, you know.
Why don't you ever think of good things?
I'm just not interested in y'all.
Maybe it would be a good idea to send you to kindergarten.
Kindergarten? You mean with all the little boys and girls?
Yes.
Where they sing and play?
Yes.
Wing around the rosy and drop a handkerchief?
Yes.
And string beads and draw on the wall?
Yes.
Not interested.
Only a few minutes ago, you wanted to go to school.
School, yes, but not kindergarten. Goodness, I don't want to grow up to be a bead stringer, you know.
Junior. Do you think you're ready for real school?
Yes, I is. I got me slingshot, me tacks, me spitballs, and shillelagh. All ready.
Yes, but what about your books?
Well, I get the books as soon as I finish me basic training, see? Can you take me to school tomorrow, then, will you?
There won't be any school tomorrow. Today is the last day before they go on a 5 days vacation.
Today is the last day? Yes. Why you treat me like that? I ain't never done nothing that you should break me with a heart like that.
Oh, now, Junior, stop crying.
You're just being mean as up. You promised to take me to school today, and tomorrow they're going to lay all them little kids off.
Junior.
I don't know why you mean... I hope a stork goes crazy and brings you a million little grandkids just like me. And I hope they're fully equipped with slingshots and you just mad because I'm going to be smarter than you, you know.
No, Junior, don't cry.
You're just going to cry.
Aww. Poor little thing. He wanted to go to school.
He wanted to go to school.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, dear, stop crying and I'll take you to school.
You just want me to be stupid. You will? Okay. You know, Mr. O'Connor, the man that lives next door, he's the principal over there, and I bet you a nickel he will let me go to school. Come on, I want to go to school.
Well, maybe you've got something,
okay.
Junior. Maybe he can.
Yeah.
Maybe if he would let us visit school, you'd see how well-mannered the children are.
Yes, I think I got something there.
Maybe you'll mend your ways.
Yes, I think we
Come
got
on,
something.
Junior, I'll take you to school.
Okay, I got something. He's going to get it, too, boy. I is going to school. I is going to
Come
school.
Come on.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Waiting and waiting and where's my check?
Junior,
your
don't run.
With a big fat
don't
stick.
Run or you'll fall and you'll hit your head on the cement.
Oh.
And I'm not paying for any new sidewalks.
Yes. Boy, they sure does love me, don't they? Huh? Here, let me open the door for you to the cool. No, lady first. All right, that's my mom.
Now, keep quiet, Junior.
What?
Junior, the students are studying.
Oh, is that what they're doing? Oh, okay.
Oh. Here's Mr. O'Connor's office.
Hey, I never...
Yes? Yeah? Well, Junior, my little friend. Hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. How you doing, Fatso? Anybody made nonstop flight around you in war?
Junior. Now, Junior, I'm
My tongue got wrapped around my eye tooth. I couldn't see what I was saying.
Junior. I have told you about referring to his weight.
Oh, that's all right. How's my little friend today? What can I do for you, Junior?
I want to go to school. Who hires the kids around here? I want as well for learning, I is, Fatso.
Well, do you think you're smart enough to go to school?
Sure, I is smart. I bet I is smarter than you is. Honest, I bet I can answer my question, but you can't answer yours.
Oh, come now.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. How can a rabbit dig a hole without leaving any dirt on the outside?
Well, that's your question. You answer it.
He starts at the bottom and he dig up.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How does he get to the bottom?
That's you question, answer it. You see how he did it? You see? Isn't that right?
No? Mr. O'Connor, I thought that...
And maybe if you let him sit with the children in the first grade for a while, he might stop being so destructive.
What well, you cooking up, Fido?
Let me use some child psychology on him.
Junior, what would you like to be when you grow up?
A peeping Tom like Grandpa.
Junior! Your grandfather is not a peeping Tom.
I was just kidding. Boy, with them field glasses he's got, he's not a peeping Tom. He can say, I was there. Oh, look, there's a bee. There's a fly or a bee. He's going to land on your head. Look, he's landing. Hold still. I'm going to get him.
Junior, not with that hammer.
Yes. Did you get him?
I don't think so, unless he's under that dent there. I don't...
Junior, will you never learn?
You know, one day of our disciplinaire might help him. Might do him good just to roam around.
Me?
Yes.
With all these windows and these bells and stuff, me roam around?
Yes.
You realize what you're saying, Fatso?
Yes. Fatso realizes...
Watch you, Sam.
Pardon me, Mr. O'Connor.
He called you Fatso.
Junior.
Hey, what's this button for, Fatso?
Well, that one is for the tardy bell and school dismissal. And
oh, really?
The red one is for fire, but we've never had to use it.
Well, we can fix that for you, kiddo.
Junior, you're kidding. You wouldn't press that button, would you?
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all.
Well, Junior, you stay here now while your grandmother and I explain something to all the teachers.
And Junior.
Now, don't say that. I'm going to be good.
All right. But uncross your fingers when you say it.
Yeah, she almost had me that time, didn't you? Did you notice I had me toes crossed when I said be good and stuff, though? Well, here I is all alone. Look at that big black inkwell. I wonder if it's made out of glass. Yes, but it ain't the unbreakable kind. I better take this desk blotter and sop up this mess. I saw the magician once take a blotter from a whole lot of stuff and didn't disturb nothing. Watch now, here. I wonder how he'd do that.
Junior, what happened?
Welcome to Hobby Lobby. Welcome back.
What did you break?
What didn't I?
Ooh, now you're going to get it.
Oh, you hit me, You broke me, widow.
I broke your little what?
Give me time. I'm working on something. You know, Paul, every time I hear music like that, and I used to hear it, I'd go down to one knee and do an imitation of Al Jolson.
I know you did that the first time I ever saw you in vaudeville.
Yeah, Paul, 50% of my act was that. The other 50% was nerve.
How come you ever stopped singing?
Well, I'll show you why, Paul. There's a rainbow round my shoulder, and the skies are blue above. The sun is bright, the world's all right.
Wait a minute. That's supposed to be Jolson?
Yeah.
Sounds more like Jessel.
That's what Jessel said when he sued me.
Well, Red, while you were down on one knee with that rainbow around your shoulder, I was up in front of the old band doing it like this.
Clem Cadiddlehopper comes from, they still do it that way.
Well, let's bring it up to date, Red. Kind of city style.
Okay.
And there is a rainbow around my shoulder, all dressed up to go places in 1946.
And stepping right out with those new Philco radios, Paul. Year in and year out, I guess you've heard many a new Philco model, huh?
Ever since they began making them, Pierre. And I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
Those Philcos this year are new all the way through. It isn't so much the things you see, it's the scores of improvements Philco engineers have made in tone and performance.
Can you hear the difference in those Whiteman Now and Then classics, Paul?
Oh, you bet you can. You remember this tune? Song of the Islands, Pierre. Our band played it in 1930 over a collection of Philco radios that were so fine, they made Philco the leader in radio. Well, just wait till you hear it over one of those new Philcos.
Yes, this year, if it's a Philco, it's new all the way through. Philco has returned from its triumphs in radar with sensational new engineering improvements from the Philco laboratories. Improvements in circuit design, power output, operating features. Ask your Philco dealer about them now, and you'll hear the difference when you listen to a new Philco bringing you...
Wait a minute. Who is this character?
I'm Willie Lump Hyphen Lump.
Willie Lump Lump?
It was a hyphen in there, if you don't mind, old boy.
What's the hyphen for?
It's to sit on in case you get tired, you see. That's too fast for a meeting. I suppose you're pretty dumb around here, you people, you know.
Well, what do you want anyway?
Well, I'd like to hear Martha Tilton sing, sing. Sing, sing. It reminds me, I gotta write Father a letter tonight. That's another place.
Why the double talk?
When I see double, I talk the same way. Words come right out.
You see double now? You see two of me?
There must be a good answer without leading to bloodshed for that.
Martha, get me away from this character.
All right.
So what's the trouble, Paul?
I'm Willie Lump Lump, and they want to hear you sing, sing.
Oh, Paul, give me a downbeat.
Sure, what's it going to be?
Chickory chick, chala, chala.
Copycat.
Ah, sing, Martha, sing, sing.
Chick, chala, chala, chekala, romi, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala, chala, chekala, romi, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chickory chick, chala, chala, chickalaroma, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Once there lived a chicken who would say, chick, 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 all day. Soon that chick got sick and tired of just chick, chick. So one morning he started to say, chickory chick, chala.
Chickory chick, chala, chala. Chickala romi, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala, chala, chickala romi, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Be just like the chicken who found something new to sing.
open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chicory chick, chala, chala, chick-a-la-roma, in a bananica, balica, walica, can't you see? Chicory chick,
chala, chala,
chicory chick,
chala, chala,
in a bananica, balica, walica, chicory chick, is me.
Thank you, Red. It was a joy having you here this afternoon with Clem, Junior, and Willie. Your hilarious antics via stage, screen, and radio make loud and lasting laughter the world over. We were honored to honor you, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, Paul, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Next week, the Radio Hall of Fame plays host to those two zanies of the airline. Lou Costello.
Costello, come here.
Costello. I was lost already.
All right. Costello, aren't you ashamed breaking in on a man's program? Now apologize. Go ahead.
I apologize for breaking in on a man's program. But I won't have to next Sunday because I'm supposed to be here then. Yeah!
Well, that's more like it. Come on, see you Sunday. See you next Sunday, Paul.
Thank you, Bud and Lou, for dropping in. Yes, folks, be sure to be with us next Sunday for a rollicking time with Abbott and Costello, Arthur Tilt, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Choir, and batting out the old baton for Philco will be yours sincerely, Paul Whiteman.
Ed Skelton appears here the courtesy of Brown, Williams & Tobacco Company and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Harvey Girls. Don't miss Philco's other program, The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, Monday through Friday over most of these same stations. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.